This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. We recently profiled author Louise Shelley in a WLN Digest Minute and heard some startling statistics about global trafficking. However, slavery has larger boundaries and a much wider swath than we probably think. In fact, there is a website that tracks slavery in a unique way that you can go to, take a survey, and see how your personal purchases impact world slavery. Reverend Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast Services for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, took the survey.
Well, the wild thing is it asks, how many slaves do you own? Do you want to take the survey? So that's what we're going to find out. And it's asking me, where do you live? And I put in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, and I put a flag there. So what does it say there? There are at least 27 million slaves worldwide. That's roughly the combined population of Australia and New Zealand.
Then you select the questions such as gender and age, and you can read information that makes you think about slavery issues in the world today. It asks about your children and gives you another fact.
250,000 children live and work in Pakistani brick kilns. That's more than the population of Irvine, California, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or Orlando, Florida. Wow. Amazing stuff that comes with this survey.
The survey also asks where you live and gives you a choice of many options for things you have within your home, such as what you put on your dinner plate. It moves to your medicine cabinet. It asks about shaving gear, first aid products, and perfumes.
Every day, tens of thousands of American women buy makeup. Every day, tens of thousands of Indian children mine mica, which is the little sparkles in the makeup.
Also a major problem within the typical household in the world today is products that are manufactured utilizing coltan, a substance used in modern electronic devices. When a reporter asked a United States State Department official about the slave trade, that official pointed to the reporter's smartphone and, quoting the official,
"The likelihood that one of these was not touched by a slave is pretty low."
It runs through what you have stored around the house. The numbers continue to add up quickly, depending upon what sporting equipment you own, too. And the slavery survey asks about the clothes in your closet. It may amaze you to know the products that you purchase can impact someone you will never meet. But those individuals have been tracked by organizations that look into human trafficking and slavery.
What's in your closet? School's out for cotton. 1.4 million children have been forced to work in Uzbek cotton fields. There are fewer children in the entire New York City public school system.
When you complete the survey, a number is assigned to you. It represents the number of slaves you employ due to your location, as well as your possessions and your very lifestyle and habits. Pastor Rod Zwanitzer saw his results and was shocked.
Oh my goodness. The results say 67 slaves work for you. Learn who they are and how you can help them. Click on the dots to learn more. Let's see what it says. 67 slaves work for me? My wife? That's terrible. So let's see, what does it say here? We're down in South America, Brazil. 25,000 Brazilian men and boys are enslaved on cattle ranches, logging camps, mining camps, sugar cane plantations, and large farms producing corn, cotton, soy, and charcoal.
There's a link to the Slavery Footprint Survey at this story on the WLN Digest page at kfuoam.org.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.